First and foremost, terrorism has resulted in displacement of women and girls, including their families. It has also destroyed families. Terrorism has destroyed the economic structures of women. Terrorism has brought about restrictions in freedoms. If you look at women who are coming out of areas under ISIL control, they report about sexual violence. We have women and girls who have been sold into sexual slavery. There are those who have been trafficked. There are those who have lost their husbands, their fathers. I don't think we'll ever really be able to understand the far-reaching consequences of terrorism. For example, in Iraq, we still don't have an exact figure of how many women and girls have been sexually abused by ISIL. We still don't have figures of how many women and girls are still under ISIL control or under ISIL captivity. Basically, terrorism has altered the lives of women.
Could you perhaps give us an idea of some of the outcomes of the conference?
They call for amendment of laws that would basically advance their rights. They've also called for economic opportunities, even for women and girls who have been displaced. They also talked about, you know, educational opportunities for the girls who are displaced from their areas. I mean, these are signs that they want to move on. They also talked about coordination, information sharing, working together. So for me, these are signs of, like, looking forward. Despite what has happened to them, it's a sign of they want to fight terrorism.
You mentioned the conference and the outcome are signs of Iraqi women looking forward. What's the next steps?
They have talked about creating a follow-up committee that would further look at the recommendations and come up with an action plan around those recommendations. They also talked about working at the grassroots level. I mean, there were different participants from all over the country. And they talked about going back and implementing these recommendations in their own governorates. And then having a network that would be able to meet regularly, that would be able to share information. They also talked about contextualizing the recommendations that would reflect the issues that they are facing in the governorate. So they also talked about contextualizing those recommendations in their own governorates and then supporting each other.